Okay, so this week's shir, Chabura, is being sponsored by Shlomo, of course, always. Not always, but maybe this week. And it's also my wife's grandmother's yard site. So her name is Esther Rivka Bas of Gershon, and it should be Neshama Shem Aliyah. She is close for. Okay, so this week told us we have the Mechira that Yaakov and Esav came, he was very hungry. Yemer Yaakov, this is Perek Chaf Hei Pasek Lamin Aleph. Yemer Yaakov, Michro Chayoy Mespechayros Chali, sell, you know, you're Bechayor to me, right? Yemer Esav, Hinei Aleichi Hailech Lamos, the Lamos Ali Bechayra. Fine, he's happy with the sale. Vayomer Yaakov yishav ali kayoyim, vayishav aloi, so he swore to him. Vayimkar es b'chayrasoi liyakov. Yaakov, then the next pasuk, Yaakov nosam le'esav lechem unezid adoshim, vayoychel vayesh, vayokam v'yelach, vayivez esav es ha'bechayr. That's the end of the parsha here. I mean, this parsha of the Mechira. So, this... What was Esav selling to Yaakov exactly? What's Pashav Shah? What was he selling?
The responsibility of the Bechor. The Karbonos, or the Avodah, I mean.
The Avodah.
Yeah, the
Avodah. I mean, I'm going to eat that. But yeah, so what was... So Yaakov says Bechaira. Is there any other takers? Any schos that comes because of the Bechayr. So I guess Shlomo's saying Pishnai, right? Yeah, Bechayr gets certain Pishnai, he gets a double portion. So this is really, of course, subject to Machlaikis. Rashi seems to say that Rashi says in Bechayrascha, Lafisha ha'avayda the Bechayris, the Avaida would go to the Bechayris, right, until they lost it. Amr Yaakov ain't Rosh Hazeh Kedai Shi Yaakov HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Rosh is not Kedai that he should be in Kavanos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, that's why Yaakov wanted to buy the Bechayris. So, yes, according to Rashi, it seems like what Yaakov is saying, that that he's selling the Bechayra for the Avaida. But, the Rishbam learned, I was looking at a different Tzura last night, the Rishbam says Michro Chayoy. This is on that Divrei Maskol. Macher li chelek bechayrascha haroy lecha b'mamon avi. Whatever your chelek is in the mamon of my father. So it seems from the Rishbam that he's learning that it's out Pishnayim. What?
All of it.
All of what? All of the...
entirety they could be inheriting.
Yeah, everything, yeah,
not
sure.
Just Bechishna, I mean, everything.
Well, he says the chelik of the Bechayra. Chelik of the Bechayra, you know. So let's see for a second, because you're actually really... And that's not what we're getting to anyway. So the Gemara in Saita, things like this. The Gemara in Saita, so it seems like we have Machlag Zerzvam and Rashi. But the Gemara in Saita brings down the famous story where... they were coming to bury. It's a whole story of Dr. Gimel of an elephant site. The whole story over here. How
today's that?
Oh yeah, today's that.
Yeah,
oh, beautiful, perfect.
Oh my God. So, crazy. So perfect.
So the Gemara talks about the story where Yaakov is coming to. They're coming to bury Yaakov. So Esav comes, right? Asa Esav come Akiv. Amalahem. Esav said to them, Mamre Kiryas Ha'arba Hichevet. Who's this pasuk? What does that mean? Amar Yitzchak, Kiryas Arba Zugais Hayu. There's four pairs that were buried in Maris Machpelah. Adam Mechava, Avram Asara, Yitzchak Berivka, Yaakov Aleya. So Esau was saying, there's only enough room for four pairs. Yaakov Aleya Ihu Kavra Aleya Bidinei. He decided to bury Leah there, right? Leah died first. So Yaakov buried Leah in the Mars and Machpelah. So Leah got... Leah, he basically, he's like, he gave his portion to Leah. V'hai the pious nidihi. And now what's left over is mine, right? We have an equal share in this Maris HaMachpelah. You took yours, you gave it, your big tzaddik, you gave it to Leah, but I want mine. You can't take mine now. So Amalei, so all the children there, what do they say? Zavit? What do you mean? You sold it then. Right? You sold your share. So Amalehu, so this is what Mr. Blumenkamp was saying. Nehi desvina bechirusa, babshi tusa mizavini? I sold you my pishnayim, you're right. You're right, I sold him the pishnayim. But my regular chelik I didn't sell. Right? This whole sale is only about the mechayre. Only about you get twice, right? It's not his regular, he's not giving up the whole farm. So Amalei, they said, no, in, you did sell that also. This is the Kivya Shekarisi Li, because Yaakov said before he died, you should bury me in the kever asher karisi li. Karisi ain kira el lashon mechira. So it seems from the Gemara and Saita, not only did Esav sell his bechayra, but he also sold his whole chelik, any rice that he has bechal. So it seems clear from the Gemara that it's not just the avayda. So even like Rashi's learning, it could be Rashi just touching on one of the aspects, but it seems clearly from the Gemara that there's also a sale of his chelik that he's going to get when Yitzchak dies. Yeah.
Well, what Rashi's touching on is the future.
Right. Well, the truth is that it's not really the future, because that's because the future when there's a Beis Hamikdash, you mean.
Yeah.
But that's right.
He's touching on the future. Yeah. He's only touching on the future. Everybody else is saying in between this, he has sold everything from now until his life, until the end of his life.
Yeah. And it could be that Rashi's just saying that. You think Yaakov cares about the money so much, right. You know, it could be he wants the Avodah, but of course he'll take everything with it, right? I mean, I don't know, Yaakov took the other bracha, the other brachas about Gashmias from
us.
Yeah. But okay, so there's also, Baris Machpelah is not just Gashmias either, but, So that doesn't seem like it's really a machlaikis. It seems that Rashi is just touching on one of the aspects, but really everybody agrees here that he was selling him his whole chaylik of the machayr. So the kasha is, this is the kasha that the Sepurner really, Sepurner touches on. Sepurner says, how is he able to sell him the Bechaira? It's a Dabar She'ein by Mamash. You can sell fruit, you can sell a car, you can sell a house, you're selling something. But the Bechaira, what are you selling? You're selling these things that are, in the air. It's a double shame by Mamish. Sorry, I had a different
famous question.
Very different all those famous stories with Chalif, but you're
right, it's also not a Chalif, there's nothing to sell. Right? It's a famous
question. Of course, the Rashbam, it's well.
What?
It is something to write into your inheritance.
Right, no, because they say like this, is that the only time that the Bechor gets. The only time the Bechor has a schus of pishnayim is once the father dies. It's not like a schus.
Future interest.
Right, it's not a schus that he holds on to now. It's not like we have.
So if the Bechor dies, if the Bechor dies first and then the father dies, does the Bechor's Yershin get
pishnayim?
I don't
know.
They don't?
Okay. I don't know.
Okay,
alright. Okay, but his kasha, the support asks from these, there's a double shame by mouth. Yeah, so how can you sell some davar shem b'mamash? So Aruch Chaim asks differently, and I think this is the way that a lot of the Mepharshim talk about over here, is that he says, it's a davar shleim b'layla. Right? Forget about davar shem b'mamash.
Because the b'char is here now. That's b'loylum. The schus that kamumaisa, it's like you have a receipt to redeem it later on, but the receipt is here right now.
I thought I've ever seen that also.
It's not like I'm selling you Paris that there's no Paris here b'chal.
Huh?
Yeah,
leave it out.
I don't know if that's okay.
So
that's what it is right now. No.
The sale somehow made Yaakov into the Bechor.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It's a stock certificate.
Yeah, the Maor Chaim is claw learning that's a double shalom aloyal. He says it's and the way that I saw it here is that because that whole zchus doesn't attach until after the father dies. It's not something that the Bechor walks around with daily. It only attaches once.
You can't sell it
here. Right. Well, yeah. According to this, it should be a double shalom. So that's the kasha. Okay, so let's understand the Davish Shalai Ba'olam a little bit, and then maybe we'll see how the sale was able to go through.
Can we understand Bechor a little bit? Can we understand Bechor a little bit?
What do you mean?
What is this thing? What is the significance of being the Bechor? Bechor, I'm not one, so I don't understand. But they fast.
Why
fast for the...
Right.
So what? There's something.
You're saying why should they have it over anybody else in the family?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's something there. There's some significance.
Yeah. No.
Before was the Kohen in the family.
Right.
Before it changed.
Yeah.
So there's something going on with the Bechor.
Yeah, there's certainly something going on with the Bechor. Bechor has...
sell it, that's something else.
Maybe because he's the first Karidah. There's something going on with the Bechor.
You're saying he doesn't hold anything until it flies.
It seems like the way Rechaim is learning and the way that I saw brought down in other places, that all those chusim that he gets from the Bechor, I mean, b'negeya nachala, b'negeya, inheriting his father. But you're right, the Avodah he gets right away. If the Mitzvah is wrong, he gets that right away. So, yeah, there is something special about the Bechor. You have to pity the thing that Ben with the Bechor. Okay, so what's this thing of a Davar Shlomo item? So really, it's an Achlaikis, as a Shlomo would guess. So the Gemara here, this is a Sugin Shah, this is all over Shahs. I just picked two places because I decided to pick those two places. So the Gemara, let's take the Gemara in Yavama, Sapsad, and Gimel Amanah. And this is, I know I picked this place because it lists like a whole slew of Tanoim who hold that a Davar Shlomo, that like this. Yeah, I'll just read it for you. Amrav Nachma Yisklak, Rav Huna, Karab, Rav Kerbiyanai, Rabbiyanai Kerbichia, Rabbichia Kerebi, Rabbi Kerbi Meir, Rabbi Meir Kerbalaz Ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lez Yaakov Ben Yaakov Kerebi Akiva, Dalar, Ada, Machna, Davar Shalai Belayim. So according to these problems, no problem at all. Right? There's no problem at all. Machna, Davar Shalai Belayim. There's no problem. Like, who cares if Davar Shalai Belayim? You can make a Kenyan on a Davar Shalai Belayim. That's the Gemara. There's a whole slew of Tanoim, not just Tanoim. Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Lez Ben Yaakov. I mean, these are not just, like a Das Yachid.
Like successive generations of those Tanoim?
It could be.
I wouldn't force the fact that you could do it.
Yeah.
By saying,
uh-huh. And then on the other hand, we have the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Afsamach Beis on an Aleph in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Ha'ayim al-Isha, this is the Mishnah, Ha'ayim al-Isha, Harei Yabikudash Asli La'achir She'ezgayir. Ha'ayim la'achir She'ezgayri. Right, I'm going to be mekadesh to you after you convert or I convert, right? So or a whole different la'acher shiyom is bailik after your husband dies, or la'acher Thomas achoisek or after your sister dies, or la'acher shiyachot leif yivamet or after your yivama you get yibam, you get chalitza. In all these cases, eina mikudeshes. And this is the rabbanon. This is not a das yachid. So here you see clearly you have machlekes. Davar Shalai Ba'olam, can it be makna Davar Shalai Ba'olam? What's the slew of a Tana in both ways? How do we pass him? Any guesses?
Can't. I'm passing, you can't.
Sweet passing.
It's a machlokas.
Sweet passing, right? The Chesha Mishpah, the Simon Reisha Tess, Hilchas Mekach Memkar, Ein Ada Makna Davar Shalai Ba'olam, Bein Demeter. Bein b'matan is bari, bein b'matan is shchivmera. Sometimes b'matan is shchivmera. His special thing. No, it's a davar shaloi ba'olam. You cannot be machna. So
great.
According to this,
the only thing we need to do now is define davar shaloi ba'olam.
Yeah. So that's
davar shaloi ba'olam.
Okay. Right. So kipshuta is something that you don't have right now. Let's say
if you're selling the pishnai. What if you're selling the shem b'chor? What if you're selling the actual b'chor?
Right, so what does that mean? What are you selling?
Yeah.
Exactly. What are you selling?
I own the company and I sell you the title for $100. It's Davar Shebiolam, right?
Right. That's just Davar Shebiolam, maybe. Just,
okay.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that's...
Those are two different things, though. Davar Shebiolam and Davar Shebiolam. It's two different things.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's this?
So this is Bechayra?
Yeah.
Right, so the way that most Rishon, the Sepharim is saying it's a Davar Shalai Ba'olam, but the Arachayim...
Right, definitely that, but is it also Davar Shalai
Ba'olam? Yeah, so the Arachayim and they're learning it's a Davar Shalai Ba'olam, because really, what are you selling with Bechor? You're selling the Pishnayim.
So we got a big problem here.
something that is a davishloy b'la'olam, meaning it will be something that would be mamish at a certain point. That would that be the difference between the two? Or not?
Yeah, great. I mean, that's certainly a chiluk. It's certainly not kamina. Yeah, that's certainly not familiar. I mean, I think most times when we say, when we have a case of Dosh Lavoyim in the Gemara that I found, that it's something that's going to come. Like, let's say, Dekala Piraisa, selling you a tree for the fruit that's going to come. That's the most famous, right? Because that's an Anafka, we've all learned it. So, someone sells a tree for the fruit that's eventually going to come. So that's a Dabashi Mamash, right? You don't, yeah, it seems like it's two separate things. Like, Dabashi Mamash is one problem, and another problem is Dabashi Lavoyim.
Right, percentage of your company. The percentage of the proceeds of your company that you're going to open next.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Fine. So this is the kasha. So we have to understand why can't you be makna davar shelo b'loyim? What's the problem? Why is there a problem of being makna davar shelo b'loyim? I sell you a tree for the fruits that are going to come from the tree. What's the problem? So what? Who cares if it doesn't exist? What?
You can't sell something that doesn't exist.
Why not? You count your chickens before they hatch.
Why can't I sell something that doesn't exist? What's the problem?
Two consenting parties.
Why not? Yeah.
That's not anything nowadays.
What are you saying, Rabbi Lane?
Let's say it doesn't happen. Then what did you sell? Then there's no sale.
Oh, if it doesn't end up coming, let's fine. So if it doesn't end up coming, you're right. It was an investment that
get a refund back after.
The whole thing.
Either you got your refund back, or you made a bad choice. But
no,
if once it comes,
you're only paying for that the percentage of likelihood that the likelihood that it's actually going to grow.
But then once it grows,
a bushel of apples is going to cost more than I'll sell you a bushel of apples that might come from the.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so then fine. So you get a good deal, but you still, why can't it be
hal? I don't know. I think it should be. In America, couldn't.
How do you make a kinyan?
I mean, you tell Gestupo, I'll start. Not, no, when you sell this for a certain amount, whether or not who dies first, the husband and the wife, because that's also similar.
Right.
Yeah. Good point. What's your point? I understand.
He's saying there's a thing that you can sell a ksuba, right? You can sell your ksuba, and that's giving you certain rights, but if you die first, then the husband gets it back. Yeah. So then,
think of it as a structured settlement.
You can sell a ksuba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like buying future settlement
payments. Yeah, you could. You could sell a ksuba. You could sell a ksuba. But then maybe you can say you're buying the shtar. At least that's
a
davish of
alaylam. It's buying up a loan.
Yeah, like that. The same idea, right?
Can
so,
you sell alone?
But let's.
Can you sell alone?
Anything that's written down in a shtar. I mean, maybe a shtar makes it more valuable.
Why is that not a double shalom?
No, it could be the shtar because the shtar is valuable. I could be just selling you the shtar, really.
Yeah, what if it's a verbal shtar, verbal loan?
A verbal loan.
Yeah, so then
that could be.
This
not?
Is what this is.
Then it's probably worth
this
the paper that it's written on.
Hashem has a shtar with the bechor.
He's got a good point.
What, an oral?
I lend you $1,000.
Verbal?
And then he said, just give it to me, whatever, figure it out. Right?
I haven't seen a case like that, but not where you can sell like a verbal loan, an oral loan. Benny, you learned Eizen Meshach, right? Is it in there? I don't know. I know you're allowed to sell a shtar, right? Because maybe the shtar is Bailam.
Yeah.
The shtar is Bailam. So then, you know.
This is money. This
okay,
is
so what's the problem of a davar shaloi ba'olam? What's the problem? So, the Gemara in Bamatzia that Tezbov Mebe says a case like this. This is a great case.
Just
love this case.
Technical problem.
You got a Goslin. Guy steals a car.
Allegedly.
And then he sells it to someone. An innocent buyer. The guy thinks that it's his car, so he buys it. Then the Goslin goes, right, and he buys it from the person he stole it from. Okay, this is a smart Goslin, right? The Goslin goes to
to the guy he stole it from, and buys it from him.
Goslin steals it from Reuven, and he sells it to Shimon. Shimon has no idea that he's a Goslin,
right?
He has no idea. These are just goods that fell off the truck. Mm. Then the Goslin goes to Reuven. And he says, I don't know. I know you're supposed to have some car that's in there. I'll buy it for you for $10. Okay. Then he buys it from him. Now the Goslin wants to go to the Lekeach and say, hey, since I'm the original Bailin, because he bought now that he bought,
stands in the shoes.
Right. He stands in the shoes. So now you never really bought it because you bought it from a Goslin. So now can he go and get it back from the lekeach? Yeah. So now he just made this sale, and now he wants to flee in the place of the bialim because now he went and bought it from the bialim. You hear the case?
Missed it.
The Gazlan steals from Reuven.
Yeah.
Then he sells it to Shimon.
Okay.
Okay. Then he goes back to Reuven, right, and buys it off Reuven.
He buys what he stole off Reuven.
Buys it from Reuven?
Reuven thinks he has it. I take your car and sell it to him. Then after I do that, I go and say, hey, Benny, you know that car? You don't know what's stolen yet.
Oh, I don't know what's stolen.
I say, hey, guys, <that's laughs> you know that car you got? Let me buy it for you. Here.
Okay.
Here you got. Right? And I buy it for you.
No.
Right? And then, Moshe goes down. So now, I go to him and I want to take it back?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, because he never really bought it. It was fraud.
Stolen.
He never really bought it.
But there's a Kinning Zayin.
Right? It's a bad title.
But there is a Kinning Zayin.
So the Gemara says...
Where's the prophet?
Where's the prophet?
The whole reason why he wants to do it, because I think Reuven already knew that his car was stolen. Like, you know, I don't have the car anymore, so why don't I take it back?
You know, I'm not sure if it makes a difference. I don't even know if it makes a difference.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whatever it is, that's the case.
I'm not sure if it makes a difference, even. I don't care, you know, because right. The Gazlan now wants to pull a fast one. He just made $1,000 on the sale, and now he's going to go get the car back.
Benny, I stole your car. You're never going to catch me. You're never going to be able to prove it.
What's the answer?
So the Gemara says...
What Gemara are you in?
This is the Gemara in Bavim Tzia Daf Tez Vavim at Beis. It starts on the bottom and it goes to Tazayin Amal.
What paragraph is that?
Nice long Gemara here. Shnei Meitz, first part. So you can't do that. Why? Because what did the Gazlan sell? The Gazlan sold Kol Schus at Tavul Yadai. Any schus that the Gazlan will come through with this car, he's selling to the Lekeach. So then I'm going to tell you my time. So why would a guy ever do this? Why would he ever buy it back from the guy? What did the Gazlan sell to the Lekeach? Kol schus at Tavul Yadai. Any schus that comes to me with this car, I'm selling to you.
Even if I buy it back, whatever.
It's a double show a little bit low.
Oh, so wait a second. So Frech the Gemara, because this is a whole Gemara. I can't go through the whole Gemara now. But the Gemara at the end asks the Kasha like this. The Gemara says, Methi, hi lekeach, but my kani lahai ara. How do you buy this thing? With a shtar? The high shtara? High shtara, chaspa ba'amu. Right? The Gazan gave him a shtar. Here, I'm selling you my car. Here's a star, side, two signatures. Beautiful, right? The star is a chasp of alma.
Yeah.
Right? The star is nothing. It's a chasp. It's nothing. So how? Well, why should the lekeach be able to? So amali rava to hey maminai, bahu hana the lekamer lemidi because samach le the taruch maisimai gomer makni. Because with the hana that he gets, then I'm samach on you, the Gazan, that you're going to make sure that this sale is okay. With that hana, he's governor Makni the field. You're right, the shtar is a chaspa. How does Taisus learn this? And this is where the whole point is. Taisus learns the havi ki'ilu amalei, sada zute kenui l'cho l'chisha ekena. It's as if the Gazan's telling the lekeach, I'm selling you this thing, you're right, might not be mine, it might be mine, but not mine. I'm selling you this thing, for when I buy it, it will go to you. Right? So I go to you and I say, listen, I'm going to buy this car. I got a great deal, I'm going to buy this car. When I buy it, do you want the schusim? And you say, sure, I'll pay you $100. So you pay me that when I buy it, it should go straight to you, right? It's a davar shalei b'laylam. Elamai, you see from Taisvis that the whole chesaron, and this works, the whole chesaron of a, and this is where the Rishonim went, the whole chesaron of davar shalei b'laylam is that you don't have gmir's das. It's not smichas das. You don't have das on the sale. Because if it's a davar shalei b'laylam, you don't really trust the guy. You don't know if it's really going to come. You're not really so, you know, like calf doesn't want us. Nobody wants really. Nobody's really selling this thing because they're not sure if it's going to be here. So this whole
the buyer or the seller?
I've seen Lashon is both ways. The truth is, so I think that it's both. I think it could be both. The Lashon is on a makna davar shalei b'laylam. It can't be makna, so that's talking about the seller. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really everybody here. Look, the thing's not here. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, when my deco makes payers. Okay, here, yeah, am I really buying anything? I don't know, it might not come. I'm not really Simech Das. Am I Simech Das? It's for sure going to come, that I'm going to sell it? And maybe if it comes, who says I'm going to want to sell it at that point? So I think both ways, it's that the person does not have, there's no gemir's das. That's the problem with Davar Shel Bayalim. It's not, the people are not really, really intentionally having this sale. When the thing's here, we know what we're buying, right? We're selling something. Here, we're selling the chair. Here's here. If it's something that, oh, it's going to come tomorrow, I might get it then. No one's really intentionally. Fine, so that's one way to learn the problem of Davar Shel Bayalim.
Yeah. And with that car,
was that a
Kenyan?
Yeah, I was going to say, did it work there in
that case? By the Gzela case, yeah. So it worked.
Why?
Because he says in that case, because there's a special hanod that I'm trusting you that you're going to get this, make sure that there's good title on this, and make sure that you're going to take care of the title. So with that hanod, I'm being soymich my das that it's going to be a good sale. So therefore, that's how
takes away the problem of the
Davar Shel Bayalim, right? So you see that the whole yisoid of Davar Shel Bayalim is because you're not really gemir das. Uh-huh.
So you don't like to say a case of gazela. You just have a very more simple case, like I'm gonna buy it off that guy thanks to that.
Yeah, I know. This is the only place where I find in the Gemara where they learn out that it's a part of gemir's das. Okay, so that's one mahalot. Then there's a Gemara in Yavamis. Gemara of Ksuvah says that a person cannot aser the peiris of his friend. These things out here a little quicker. Ein adam aser peiris chaveri al chaveri. You can't aser the peiris of your friend on your friend, because it's not Bereshusai. So, Hu Hadin, the Gemara says, that Ein Adam Oyser, Davar Shaloi Baila Oilam Al Chaveir. You cannot ask her something that's Davar Shaloi Baila Oilam Al Chaveir. You can't say, when that thing comes to my Rishus, I'm going to ask her it on you. Why? Because it's Davar Shaloi Baila Oilam. Zok Rashi, what's the problem? Loi Hamelacha Ba, Veloi Harishus Ba Liyadai Lahafis. The thing's not here for you to talk about, right? You want to ask her what? What do you want to ask her? The thing's not here. The thing's not here. You can't ask her.
It's a different problem.
So the way that Mishnah went on from here is that the chsaron of a davar shel bayalim is not smichas das. Let me do smichas das. It means that there's nothing for the kinyan to be chal on. A davar shel bayalim is the kinyan. There's nothing here. The kinyan has to be chal on something. There's nothing here for the kinyan to be chal on. So we have two ways. Either because it's a subjective thing, a feeling, that I'm not going to be Simon Das, or it's that there's nothing here, it's an objective thing. There is no Paris here, there's no car here, there's nothing here for the king to be Khalid.
It does not exist.
Doesn't exist. Right.
Objectively, it doesn't exist.
Yes.
The two reasons aren't necessarily there, because one is going by Kenyan, there the Dvar could be Smichas Das, but when it comes to, like you said, Das, there's something on somebody else, that could be a part of, there's
yeah, that could Das. Be. It could be. But nice though, the Rishonim. Yeah, right, but the Rishonim go in two different ways here.
Okay.
Rishonim, the Mabit, the Arachayim, the Prisha, they all say that the Vard is that it's a chsarn in Smichas Das. You're not going to be Gaimer Das. And the Levush, the Leib Yehuda, the Chaznish, they go to know that it's a chsarn in the Kenyan. The Kenyan can't be chal on anything. If the Kenyan can't be chal on anything, then it's not a good Kenyan. Okay? What's the Nafkamina? What's the nafkamina? So nafkamina is like this.
You have something here, some part of it is here, but the rest not.
Okay, so that's also got another thing that I was going to get to maybe at the end. If let's say part of the kinyan can be chal now, but the rest can't be chal until later, so then there's something called greira that it could work.
So this,
but without,
what if you make a sale for everything I ever owned or will own?
Very jealous of you.
No. I'm selling it for $1 billion.
It could be that there's gray right there.
Because then you're taking some stuff now, not a whole lot.
It's interesting. So actually, the nafkamina would be is if let's say the guy makes a shvuah. Let's say the seller makes a shvuah. So if the vard is smichas das, but if the seller is making a shvuah that I make a shvuah that I'm going to give it to you. So number one, you see that the meicher is happy with the sale. And number two, the lekeach is going to be happy because you see the guy swearing he's going to give it to him. So there's much more of a reason for there to be smicha. So if the bard is at the smichas das, So then the guy will be Simon Das, he'll be Gamri Das to make the sale. But if the pshat is that there's nothing here for the Kenyan to be Chal on, so then the no Shvu is going to help at all. Why should the Shvu help? There's still nothing here. There's still nothing here, right? So this is interesting. So the Chuvah Sri Vash brings down from the Tur. He says Rabbi Yaakov ben Harash, which is the Tur. So he says, it's a very small Chuvah, Simon Shin Chav Ches. He says what's the reason why the sale worked for Yaakov and Esav? So the reason why the sale works is I to Davar Shlava Loilam. It's because he made a shvuah, right? I just read to you, he made a shvuah. He says Shishava Liini Vayishava Loi Vayimkres Bacharis Al Yaakov. Why did he make a shvuah? So Amai, you see that even though it's a Davar Shlava Loilam, since he made a shvuah, it worked, right? That's what the Rivash brings down from the tour.
What does shvuah help?
So we just said because if the pshat is that it's smichas das. So then it would work. Also, because that,
according to the other side,
that's how it wouldn't work.
Shouldn't work,
right?
Shvuah of Russia is affected.
What?
Shvuah of Russia.
So the Chuvah Sri Vash brings from the Rush. Zok the Rivash. Listen to this lashon. Lav harash zal v'loy harav rabbeinu Yaakov chasimiola v'eni roya litlois begavri rav ravi kavasayu svarazu. There's no way that the Rush said this. The Tur never said this. No one with such big people like them would never say a svar like this that has nothing to rely on. Like, well, why should a Shvuah help? Why should a Shvuah help on a Davar Shlava Loilam? So therefore, how does he learn? He says, no, the pshat is like this. What the whole chasaron of Davar Shlava Loilam is because it doesn't work with kinyonim. Right? So it's clear that the Rivash, this is the machlokes. The Rivash is learning that the chasaron is, why can you be makir Davar Shlava Loilam? Because it's not in the Kenyan. There's nothing here to be Kenyan. So we swear from today to tomorrow. You think that Rosh would ever say, oh, now you make a shvuah, so now something's here for the Kenyan to be Chal? No. Right? So the Rivash is, this I just want to bring up. Then you see that the machlok is, this machlok is whether the chasaron is smichas das, or the chasaron is that there's nothing here for the Kenyan to be Chal on. That machlekes is the same machlekes as the Rivash and the Rush. That's what the Rivash is saying. What's wrong with you? You think the Rush would say that a Shvuah is going to help? Why would a Shvuah help if there's nothing here for the king to be Chala? Right? So he says, what's the pshat? How did Yaakov buy the thing from Esav, the Bechayr from Esav? He says, because, no problem. It was before Mount Tyre, right? This is the easy way. Before Mount Tyre, everything's fine. You go, so you can buy things from Zavash Lev. Oh, well, no problem, right? Why make a Shvuah? Just you have a valid sale. The Ravka the Milsa. Just because you're dealing with Esav, you're dealing with this guy Esav, we got to make sure that he does everything. He signs 100 times, there's got to be a notary there, there's got to be a Shvuah, there's got to be so that's my colleagues, the Rivash and the Rush. Now, he says, the Chuvah Sri Vash says, this is interesting, that the Tur would never say such a thing. And the Rav would never say such a thing, right? But then he says, "Lamaisa, now we have it." In the Rivash's time, they didn't come out with the Pirush Al Torah from the Tur. Now we have the Pirush Al Torah of the Tur, and the Tur says Taka, and this—that's how he says how it worked over here. So you see that it could be that the Tur was this, and no, that's Machlokes. The Rivash is learning that the Davar Shlava Loilam doesn't work because there's nothing for the king to be Chal.
What about the whole thing with the soup and everything? Could anything
be
Chal attached to it?
I mean, he's not selling him the soup.
I'll give you the soup if you sell me the Bechor.
Right, but the Bechor is still not there.
The Bechor is not here. The Bechor is something else. And did Esav truly believe that any of this was coming true, by the way? And Yaakov probably saw it, the Munah Shlema, right? I know this is happening. Esav was like, yeah, whatever, you can have it, I don't care, whatever. He probably did.
But Rashi said that he was aware of all the,
yeah, he probably
the
did.
Difficulties of Allah coming out.
Right. So he probably knew as well as Yaakov that this thing is real. It's real, it's for sure. Well, it's even more real than the chair in front of him. Because it's real.
He had to know what the sale was about.
Right.
Otherwise,
what could happen is that Rashi points out that Yaakov was upset that this Rashi will be doing the vodok. When someone, Esav swears they ain't gonna, it's not so much there's a Kenyan to Yaakov, so much as he's giving up. Yeah, Esav is giving up his rights.
Oh, that's why Yaakov wanted to make him swear, because he wanted to make sure that he's not going to do that.
Right,
that.
Now, whether Yaakov now has that transferred to him, that's another issue. Uh-huh. But
the main thing that Yaakov was concerned about. Preventing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Good thing. So here's the kasha I'm going to ask you. Tell me what you think. When I was learning this, so I saw that a shvuah takes care of smichas das. I wasn't so happy with that. Why should a shvuah take care of the thing's still not here? Okay, I swear to you that when the payers come, I'm going to sell it to you. Okay, is that going to help me?
Yeah.
Well, let's say the payers don't come. I still have this doubt in my mind of whether the payers are gonna. But I'm selling you.
But if they do, then they're for sure yours.
Right. But
well, there's two different.
But am I really?
There's the shvuah and then there's the sale. There could be two completely different things. You could go to hell for being over on your shvuah, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you can enforce the sale.
Yeah. But if I'm saying, is it going to calm me down?
How does it change
my
shadow's
like this? Is the shvuah going to calm me down? Yeah. You swear to me that you're going to make the sale. Fine. Now you swear to me, but the payers aren't here. I don't know.
But when the payers come, you have a shvuah.
You're right, but who says? But right now we're making the sale before the payers come.
So if you're right, but saying the that's what it's different things. There's the shvuah and then there's the sale.
Right, I'm saying, but
if the sale's not chal now, but you make a shvuah that you will do it later, then when the payers come, you have to sell it because you made a shvuah. But the question is, can the buyer force you to sell it? The shvuah that you made doesn't necessarily have anything to do with it.
So you're saying that really the sale doesn't work. The shvuah works.
I don't know if the sale works. If the sale doesn't work.
Right, I'm willing to tell that the sale does work. You're saying the sale doesn't work, but since I'm making a shvuah that I will sell it to you, I'm stuck with my shvuah.
I'm saying that the shvuah and the sale have nothing to do with each other.
Right, that's what you're saying. So you're saying the sale doesn't work. And then the shvuah, though, is mechayev me that when the payers come, I have to make the sale.
Sell it. Right.
Yeah.
Well, but it doesn't give the buyer any rights.
I hear that. Okay, I hear that. But that's my theory. I hear. That's not the way that the Rishonim are learning over here. That they're learning that the Shvuah makes the Kinyan work.
Okay, the Kinyan won't go through unless the buyer has whatever you call it. He's okay with the sale and he knows that it's going to go through. Right? What do you call it?
Smichas Das.
Okay. And he's not going to have Smichas Das unless he has a Shvuah in place that when the payers come, that it's going to be sold to him.
Mm-hmm.
The whole problem with Smichas Das is if the payers come and he doesn't get them. Because he already understands from the sale that they may or may not come. And if they don't come, then he's going to get refunded.
So what are you saying? You're saying that the buyer's okay with the Shvuah?
He's saying that the
Kinyan works, but it's him.
Why do you get a refund? You don't get money back.
He understands that the buyer knows that
it's not going to come out.
The shvuah is just helping him. If it comes, he knows for sure he
has it. Get the money.
Is that so? Is that going to
no?
But basically, you're asking if because of that, I can't fix up that problem.
I'm asking, can you fix it up with a shvuah? I know a shvuah will help, right?
Yeah.
Now a shvuah will help. But Lamaisa, I mean, still, okay, you're swearing to me that when they come, you're gonna give them to me, right? But is that going to help me that right now I'm going to be Gaimer Das? Right now, before they come?
Tyson said okay with a stolen car.
Right, Tyson said it was okay with me. So he wasn't talking about shvuah. He was just saying that the whole Indian is that if you can find a Hechad Pinsa where
it's
a person will be Simon Das, then the Mishal Balaam is not,
it's
gone.
Fine,
but my question is, does Shvuah accomplish that?
But he's shown luchos. I'm saying from that Gemara, you talk of a Raya that...
There is such a musik that you could be Simon Das. I understand.
Okay, good.
There is such a musik that you could be Simon Das.
Why should it help? I mean,
it's
not coming right now.
I don't know, yeah.
That's Mechisar, because it's not here, and... There's nothing you can fix it, then I would tell you maybe Neshu or not. But once you, like you said, you show them that case.
But then if it doesn't fit in exactly into that case, I mean, so how do you know, how do you measure? Like, how do you measure whether,
you measure what,
in
what,
that case, there was
a... Where's yes michas
das? Could be anything.
Yeah.
Could be a shoe.
Right, like what's...
I'm holding your shoe. Now, it depends on what we agree on. This is proof that I'm going to get it. I'm Seymach Das. This is proof.
So is it that I'm getting a mashkin now? Sounds like you're saying like a
it
mask.
Could be anything I'm saying. But
right, so that's what I want to know. Is it shvuah enough? Is it shvuah enough?
Yeah.
That's my question.
You said before.
It depends
on the
buyer.
The smichas das is, and you said based on the lashon, as if the buyer, the seller is going to be on, you know, however you explained it, they don't know if they're going to get the sale.
Right.
But now, if you make a shvuah that he's going to get a right to the sale, whether it's going to be there or not, that's a different part of the sale. But as long as he has the right to the sale, that will count.
That when it comes, he'll get that right. But he doesn't know when the payers are going to come. He doesn't know whether the payers will come. So who says that he's going to get that? What?
That's an understanding of the sale.
I know. So right. So
yeah,
once you have that, once the thing's not here,
you're buying for a chance. You're paying for a chance.
Right. So is there something like paying for a chance, or that It has to. People only buy what's here. Like, you know, or if you want to be in the world of Kenyan, the thing has to be here. You know, it's kind of like, you know, you said the Shabbat world of Kenyan Kesa. Yeah. The Shabbat Puta has to be here in order to be in the world of Kesa. So does something have to be here more than a Shavuot? Like, what's the thing? You know, so I wasn't the only one bothered by this. Or Chaim also said it. Or Chaim also has a problem with this. That's what I learned. Or Chaim. Or Chaim says also, well, why should Shavuot help you be Samech Das? You know. Mm-hmm. It could be it's more of a reason, but who says that that's what knocks us over the curve? So there's another Kenyan over it. There's another Kenyan that's talked about, which is called a Kenyan Satumta.
You know, Benny knows about that.
A Kenyan Satumta is not a regular Kenyan that you hear about, yeah, Tazokam and Ikesa. A Kenyan Satumta is brought down in Balmatsia. Neza Nasha. The Kenyan Satumta is, yeah, it's here. I don't think I saved this in the place. The Kenyan Satumta is like this, is that if there is something that buyers and sellers normally do in the course of business, you know, when we have a final sale, we do something. Maybe we shake hands, maybe we, you know, whatever it is that we do. So the Torah gives validity to that sale as if there's a real Kenyan there. Yeah?
Isn't that called a Kenyan Odisa?
No, a Kenyan Odisa is, I mean, me being mighty that it's yours.
Oh.
I'm mighty to hear that
no,
this thing's
I'm
yours.
No, sorry, not a Kenyan Odisa. It's
Shaking hands.
Yeah,
Reish
Aleph.
Handshake Kenyan. Oh, so here. Simon Reish Aleph. Sorry, guys, going a little over time. Right. Simon Reish Aleph. Siv Beis. Simon Reish Aleph Siv Beis talks about, this is where we pass him about Kenyan Satumta. And it says, Kol Dover. Shenoyagu hatagrim liknois bay. Kigain ayide shenoysen halakeach pruta lamaich. Like I give a pruta. Oy ayide shetoike like kapay. Shaking hands. Right? Or the Ramah says, or if let's say I give you the key. I give you the key to the house.
Or you put the stuff in your cart.
Put this up in your cart. Yeah. Whatever is v'chein kol ki yitzvah zeh. Anything that's the mini for us, for people to do. So then that has the validity of a Kenyan. Okay? So the Shailah Rishayim is, why does a Kenyan Satumta work? So why is a Kenyan Satumta work? It's the meaning. So the two, the Hakir is like this. Is it the Pshat that the Torah allowed us to make a new Kenyan? There's a Kenyan Chazaka, there's a Kenyan Kesef, there's a Kenyan Shtar, and now the Torah says, listen, if you guys have a meaning to shake hands, we're incorporating a new Kenyan in those three. Those three aren't hard and fast. We can add stuff also. So that Kenyan can work that way. Or the Pshat is that no, we're not creating a new Kenyan here, but something that's the minig that everybody understands what's going on here. The Torah is going to enforce as if it's a Kenyan, because this is how we deal with each other. I can't deal with you if you're not going to deal with me the way that everyone deals with me, right? If we shake hands, everybody in the world understands it to mean that we have a deal here. You can't say, well, it wasn't a real Kenyan, so therefore I'm out of it. No, the Torah says that you can't play games like that. But not the pshat that we're creating a new Kenyan called shaking hands. So what's the chilek? Very good shvat. The Kenyan is going to be like this. If the pshat is that it's a Kenyan, so now once you're in the world of Kenyan, you have all these rules that you have to follow. The files of Kenyan. One of the rules are, ain't other makna dava shalev aloyla. But if the pshat is that you're not in the world of Kenyan, you're just in the world of, this is, if we have an understanding here, the Torah is going to be, Torah is going to make sure that you keep that understanding, so that understanding can be on anything. If the understanding is that we could buy something that's not in the world, so then that's going to be enforced. Here? Once you're out of the parsha of Kenyan,
even if it works, it still works like a Kenyan.
But you're not, it could work like a Kenyan, but you're not stuck in the world of Kenyan.
You're not stuck
where,
in the Gedarm of
Kenyan. The Gedarm of Kenyan, okay. Right.
It's effective as Kenyan.
It's effective as a Kenyan, right?
What's the difference between that and a real Kenyan?
The difference is going to be whether you can be Makna Dabar Shabbat, let's say, for us. Yeah. So there are other differences also. So now that we have that, so maybe
if everybody considers it as if it's binding, and we treat it like it's binding, then why shouldn't it have all the same ramifications of a real Kenyan?
Because once you're out of the world of Kenyan, you can play around with it. You don't have to be stuck with a Davar Shlomo Leilo.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah. Wait a second, because like this, it's not Pasha, but let's say if we have an understanding, let's say in America, we have an understanding that you can buy something that's Davar Shlomo Leilo.
Okay.
Right. We have an understanding. Everybody understands it. If you do business with each other, that's what we do, right? So I can't make a deal with you and then say, well, since it works like a Kenyan, so therefore, I can't be Makhid Amash Shabbalaylam. No, because the understanding is in the whole world that you could be Makhid Amash Shabbalaylam. So the Torah is going to enforce that understanding as if it's like a binding Kenyan.
But it still doesn't.
So you're not stuck. You're not stuck in the world of Kenyan where you're stuck with Ein Ana Makhid Amash Shabbalaylam. If the understanding in the world is that you can be Makhid Amash Shabbalaylam, so then that's going to be enforced.
Right.
Yeah?
So it's treated identically then.
Yeah. Right.
Even better. It's treated even better. Yeah.
Because if it wasn't identical, it wouldn't work.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Right.
It's kind of like if it's business practices and wherever you are, if it's considered normal.
It's almost like
to do something.
Almost like
then you, that's you can about fetch for the sale.
Yeah. Probably UCC.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
that's
right.
How could it be better than what it's coming from? It's only coming because we're treating this like a Kenyan, but in the
why are we treating it like a Kenyan?
Because that's understanding.
Right. So if the understanding is that you can be Makhid Amash Shabbalaylam, so then that's the understanding.
It's like you can't learn that well, so you can't have more than what.
Okay. So now I bazaar like this. Maybe that's what's going on with Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov and Esav, it was a Kenyan Satumta. You know why? So listen, this is the last thing. Because the Rishbam says that you know why? Why did they sit down and eat afterwards? Afterwards, they sat down and ate. Mm-hmm. Does he know why they sat down and ate? Hayalakim hadavar kimidik bnei adam. That was the minig. The minig was that after you make a sale, you sit down, and whatever you did, that's how it was finalized. So now, once you have that, was the minig that they did that they enforced the sale. So then, that's why he was.
Like Yaakov's
problem. The Rishbam says that the reason why they sat down afterwards. Because in order to kiyam adaver, because that was the minig.
This is a tumtum.
So this I saw in the Bashar Weiss. He says that like if you want to say that this is the pshat in the Kenyan Satumta.
Like
Yosef's
brothers.
Why should
they
sat down? Because he brought them the
Zidat
Dosh.
I'm thinking
like
that.
Bought. Kenyan of what he bought.
I hear. No, he didn't. No, he didn't buy the Zidat Dosh. Oh, you gave him the Zidat Dosh.
He made the word there.
I'm just saying
that's a good pshat.
That's what Rav Bam says.
Because like Yosef's brothers sat down to eat.
By the way, why should?
That's right. Yosef's brothers sat down to eat after they saw. Same thing. The minute was that after you
make a sale. Quick arrow, and I think there
are... One question. How could you...
Wait.
Rebitzel Khan. This answers. I mean, it has to do with the thing. If you notice in there, he bought it from Nizid HaDoshim, but the Pasuk says he gave him Lechem Lechol, and after Nizid HaDoshim, Rebitzel Khan says, what's Lechem? Whoever talked about Lechem, why did he give him Lechem? Herod says he was afraid that Esav was going to say, listen, I came from the field, I was starving.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
So, so that's why I said to you, but I never really meant
it. So it's not going
to
work.
So first Yaakov gave him Lechem, so he'll be full. And then if you still like the Nazir HaDoshim, then the Jay was
Chal.